The Word of God is a refining fire. Jesus is the great divide in human history. He invites our undivided attention and devotion. Today in the assembly, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. In the Word and in the Holy Communion, we are invited yet again to look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. I invite you to stand for opening hymn, How Great Thou Art. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You are the treasured people of the Lord.
A people holy to the Lord our God.
Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children.
Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise.
One does not live by bread alone.
Salvation belongs to our God and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O God of the universe. Just and true are your ways, O ruler of all the nations. Who can fail to honor you, Lord, and sing the glory of your name? Salvation belongs to our God and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever. For you alone are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and worship before you, for your just and holy works have been revealed. Salvation belongs to our God and to Christ the Lamb forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
Let
us pray. O God, judge eternal, you love justice and hate oppression, and you call us to share your zeal for truth. Give us courage to take our stand with all victims of bloodshed and greed, and following your servants and prophets, to look to the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
First reading is from Jeremiah, 23rd chapter. Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the prophets have said, who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will the hearts of the prophets ever turn back? Those who prophesy lies and who prophesy the deceit of their own heart. They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams that they tell one another. just as their ancestors forgot my name for Baal. Let the prophet who has a dream tell the dream, but let the one who has my word speak my word faithfully. What has straw in common with wheat, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? We will read Psalm 1 responsively. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. The second lesson is from Hebrews 11th chapter. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the word was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better, so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. So when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Good morning. In case you noticed, I don't have a clerical collar on. I was getting ready, and the button fell off, and my wife had already left for an evangelism meeting, and I don't know how to sew, so forgive me for that. What a doozy gospel we have today. I've chosen not to preach on it. I'm going to let Pastor Paula do that another time. And I choose to focus on Psalm 1, one of my favorite psalms, and particularly this one verse. And this is Stephen Mitchell's translation. We are like trees planted near flowing rivers, which bear fruit when they are ready. One more time. We are like trees planted near flowing rivers, which bear fruit when they are ready. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, we are like trees. Well, trees grow, right? Here's a Barbara Walters question. If you were to be a tree, what kind of tree would you like to be? I like that we're like trees because our roots go deep and our branches go high and we bear fruit. But here's the thing. Sometimes we mix up growing with building. Now, a carpenter built this beautiful altar. He or she had a blueprint. They had the materials. The church could say, we need it by Easter Sunday, and it would be done. And then it's finished. On the other hand, here are branches of a tree. It's very different growing something than building something, isn't it? When we're growing something, whether we're farmers or gardeners, there's a lot that's out of our control, right? Like, too much rain this spring was difficult to plant, right? Sometimes not enough rain, and we lose the crops. Sometimes deer eat our vegetables, and there are weeds. And yet, when we talk about people, we talk about growing. And when we talk about things, we talk about building. And yet some people get it kind of mixed up. So I've heard coaches in high school say, I'm here to build character, especially if it was a losing season. Well, we built character. No, you don't build character. You grow character. It's an ongoing process. I've heard people in churches say, well, we're going to build community. You don't build community. You don't get out hammer and saw and blueprint and suddenly, now we're all community. No, it's an ongoing process to grow into community, to grow in love for one another. And I'm even going to take a challenge to Jesus, or maybe the word wasn't translated. He said, make disciples. I don't think you make disciples. That sounds like making a cake. You have a recipe, you put all the ingredients in, you bake it, and it's done. We are never done growing to be disciples, right? And so we use growing for people, and we use building for things. We grow our children, we raise our children, right? And there's a lot out of our control when we're raising kids, right? Including peer pressure and all kinds of other things. There's no blueprint, right? We kind of play it by ear. And we grow faith, right? And just like any kind of growing, sometimes seeing people grow well and then we slide back. Is that your experience? Two steps forward and one step back. We're never quite finished in this journey, are we? And we grow disciples. That's why we're here, to grow disciples. And much of that is out of our control. And there is no timeline. And we're never finished growing. Isn't that so? When Jesus went to the temple, he amazed people. He was brilliant. He was only 12. And it said, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Jesus grew. He wasn't a finished product when he was born. He kept growing. Even that Canaanite woman challenged him to not just be with the Jews. He grew expansively. And Jesus used a lot of agricultural images, seeds and wheat, mustard and figs and lilies. And so we are here like trees, growing deeper and higher. Planted by water, planted by streams of living water. We need water to grow, don't we? Anybody ever been in the hospital because you're dehydrated? Not enough water? Yeah, we need our water. And Jesus said to grow spiritually, we need the living water. Remember, he met the woman at the well, and he said, I'm giving you water that will forever quench your thirst. I am the living water. And so I ask you, what waters your soul? What helps you to grow? Is it worship? You're here. Scripture? Prayer? Meditation? Sacred reading? Small groups? Music? Nature? Friends? Acts of service? What waters your soul? Sometimes when people come to me for spiritual direction, they say, well, my prayer life has become kind of rote. It's kind of dried up. It's like they're not being watered anymore. And I say, well, let's explore some new ways to pray, some new ways to have our soul watered. Then the psalmist says, we're like trees planted by living water that bear fruit when they're ready. And here we have, well, I don't know if those are cherries or maybe they're crab apples, but it's bearing fruit. Bearing fruit. Sometimes people ask, what is an authentic spiritual experience? What's a real spiritual experience? An authentic spiritual experience is when we bear fruit. We could pray 3 hours a day, we could go to church every morning. But until we bear fruit, well, it's really not worth a hill of beans. Jesus said, you will know them by their fruits. And remember, the fig tree wasn't bearing fruit, and he said, oh, fertilize it, give it another year. He was patient. He wanted it to bear fruit because that's what it's for, and that's what we're here for, to bear fruit. Love, kindness, seek justice, seek peace, be forgiving. And then it says, we're like trees planted by living water that bear fruit when we're ready. When we're ready. Ah, there's a hitch. You can't rush growth, can you? The builder could have this done exactly what you wanted it done. But you cannot say, I'm going to have a bushel of tomatoes by July 30th. No, you can't rush growth. It takes patience. Isn't that so? Patience. There was a W.C. Fields film where he had a cane and he beat on a rose bush and he said, "Bloom, damn it, bloom." Have you ever thought about that, about your own kids? Or there's the wife that said to her husband, "I wish you would grow up." And he was 67. Takes time to grow a human being. Takes time to grow a tree. My wife Jan was an early childhood teacher. She loved teaching first grade because once they were ready to read, she talked about reading readiness. There's a point when a kid's ready to read and then they just take off and you can't rush it. You can't rush growth. I don't know about you, but I was a late bloomer in high school. Any other late bloomers? I blossomed more when I got into college. My college roommate wrote the major textbook for the psychology of religion. And he told me it took him 20 years to write it. And he wrote it before we had word processing. So every quote went on a little slip of paper, and he had thousands of little slips of paper. And remember when we had to type and you couldn't correct it with word processing? 20 years it took him. When I retired, I was on the staff at the Claret Center in Chicago, and there were four spiritual directors like myself and four therapists. And every week we had staff meetings. And one meeting, Don, a therapist, rushed in and said, "The Red Sea just parted. I have been working with this woman for 20 years. And today, she had a breakthrough." 20 years. 20 years. It takes time sometimes, doesn't it? It takes a lot of patience. You all know of St. Augustine. Well, his mother prayed for 20 years that he would become a Christian. 20 years. Is there anybody you're praying for, a child, a grandchild, that they'll come back to faith? Come back to God. Well, keep praying. It takes patience. Did anybody see the corpse plant last year at Obert Gardens? The plant that only blooms every 7 years, and it only blooms for 3 days, and it's also called the stinking plant. I happened to drop in and see it and smell it. Every 7 years for 3 days. It takes patience to grow sometimes, doesn't it? It takes patience to bear fruit. I wonder if you were ever in a dating relationship and you said to your partner, "I'm ready to move to the next step." And your partner said, "Don't rush me. I'm not ready." Sometimes we're not always on the same timetable, are we, when we want to grow? And so it is when we grow in faith, when we grow in love, forgiveness, and justice. It takes a lifetime. We're not finished, are we? Teilhard Chardin talked about the long, slow work of God. A few years ago, there was a bumper sticker that sums this up so well. PBPWMGIMFWMY. Please be patient with me. God is not finished with me yet. Please be patient with me. I'll look at my wife here. God is not finished with me yet. In what way do you want to grow? And is there someone in your life that you're hoping will grow? Well, keep praying, keep watering, keep waiting. Amen.
In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Keep yourselves in the love of God. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and not done by us. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant us pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all our sins.
Amen.
Sisters and brothers, rejoice. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace with one another. God, our Creator, you open wide your hand and satisfy the desire of every living creature. With these gifts, we bless you for your tender nurturing care. Help us to delight in your will and walk in your ways. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Treasuring your promise to hear us when we call, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of your creation. O God, you have given us your word. Like a fire, kindle its flame within and among us. Empower us for the work of breaking down walls, reconciling the divided, and building faith. Lord, in your mercy. You form the furthest reaches of the universe, yet your spirit dwells within each life. Be the companion and keeper of every creature, and redeem all your creation in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. You rise up to rule the nations. Bless grassroots movements and guide elected officials. Teach the nation to be good neighbors to each other. Inspire us all to share food, land, knowledge, and our arts for the common good. Lord, in your mercy. You rescue those in any need. Be with surgeons, nurses, all medical personnel who care for the sick. Shelter all who need homes and feed all who are hungry. Comfort those who are bereaved. We pray this day that your healing spirit might be poured upon Peg Break Cattlestead, upon Jeff Zarth and John Horn. And we pray, Lord, for the family of Kristen Annan and Jeremy as they mourn the passing of her mother. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you for the friendship, community, and witness of those gathered here today. Send us out to welcome those estranged from family or experiencing difficult separations. Lord, in your mercy. We look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Be with us in the tragedies and troubles of this world, and join us and all the saints with Christ in perfect joy. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and more we ask in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. After he'd given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And after he'd given thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us pray with confidence in the words our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Will the community assistants please come forward? We invite you to come forward, kneel at the altar, receive the bread and wine of Holy Communion, and return to your seats. This is God's gift of grace, and all are welcome. Body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace till life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of those who have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Shall we stand? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you might abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.